Joining me right now on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio is Alive with the Jazz Cat Show. We do have a time limitation today because of Tierney's appearance in New York City, so let's get on with it right now. Leroy, are you there?
All ready to go.
All right, take it away.
Hey, well, you know, as Gary mentioned, the show is called Live with the Jazz Cat for a number of reasons, and a lot of them because sometimes we do the show and live things are about to happen. We have Miss Tierney Sutton with us today. Hey, Tierney.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm just great.
You are in New York right now.
I am.
At the Oak Room.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in the lovely Algonquin Hotel as we speak.
And very shortly you will be on stage with Mr. Shelley Berg.
That is true. I have to be on stage with him in approximately 18 minutes.
Well, we're so happy you can take some time to talk to us today. You know, I was wondering, you know, a singer in the business of jazz takes quite a bit of responsibility. I mean, regardless of what is being heard, you're the focal point. And in this case, quite a lovely visual, I must say.
Thank you.
I would imagine that you have to think about the music, your band, your tone, the meaning of the song, you know, whatever emotion you personally have in regards to the song, you know, your delivery. I mean, how do you make it all happen?
Well, I mean, there's different things that I think about at different times, and also as the years go by, I think about different things. Lately, I've actually been thinking a lot about lyrics because I've been reviewing a lot of lyrics. I've been learning a whole bunch of new Cole Porter material that my band is getting ready to play in a few months in Europe for an entirely Cole Porter concert, and just noting the amazing craft of lyrics that Cole possessed. But tonight, this performance I'm doing with Shelley, actually all week here at the Oak Room, is going to be a real challenge of an entirely different kind, because what we're doing is we've chosen 200 songs, and we've put them in brandy snifters around the room, and people are going to just pick out a song, and then we're going to play it.
Whoa.
And so we have no idea what we're going to be doing. I don't know what I'm going to be singing.
Well, that's jazz music.
That's jazz. But they're all songs, supposedly, that he and I both know. And as I looked through these, I wanted to review all the lyrics and make sure, do I know all the lyrics of this? Do I know exactly where the bridge goes? And with this kind of format where it's just voice and piano, I really get into the emotional content a lot. But with my band, it's an entirely other thing. Of course, there's always the emotional content, but it's also the collaboration of the five of us to come up with arrangements that are fresh and new and everything else.
Well, you know, you've had the privilege of keeping a band together, I mean, which in this business is not always easy to do.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. My band's now been together for 15 years. And, you know, we played at the Algonquin at the Oak Room for month-long runs twice. And I'm probably going to make a joke with Shelley that this is a little bit like taking an affair to where you spent your honeymoon with your spouse, because... You know, that's my marriage, is that band, and I love working with Shelley. This is going to be a lot of fun. But at the same time, I have a very fabulous, satisfying musical relationship that I'm very, very blessed to have.
Well, you know, I mean, it seems like it's almost unheard of these days to have month-long gigs. I mean, that's like the 60s.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is the only place in the world that you can do that. I remember Dave Frischberg saying to a mutual friend, you know, the Algonquin, that's the gig. You know, you're staying in a suite in Midtown for a month. There's no other gig that you do that has a vibe like this. So it's a really special place to be. And our band, you know, we really are singular. I think we're the only band in the business right now that's been together as long as we've been. And I was talking to Kurt Elling about it, and he's been with Lawrence Hobgood for many years, but hasn't been with exactly the same band. And the one thing is that our band is actually incorporated. They're legally my partners. So we really are married.
Well, I know you run the band like a collective, you know, mm-hmm. So everybody kind of... collaborates, and there's all kind of creative flexibility for everyone's music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think if you really want to have a long-term musical relationship, you've got to figure out a way to satisfy everyone's, you know, longing to stretch and to do something that's going to really show them off. And one thing I'll say is that if you go hear my band, you will notice these boys. They can play.
Well, I've definitely seen your band, and I definitely have to say that this is very true. You're listening to Tierney Sutton right here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show's called Live with the Jazz Cat, and it's on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. You know, when I worked at KKJZ here in Los Angeles, I loved playing your version of Miles Davis' beloved composition, Blue and Green. I mean, out of all the songs in the Book of Standards, which particular tune strikes the perfect chord with you?
Well, you know, that really changes. I'm going to sing songs tonight and think, wow, that's my favorite song right now, you know. There are so many beautiful songs. You know, one that comes to mind is Michel Legrand and Alan and Marilyn Bergman wrote a beautiful song called You Must Believe in Spring.
Oh, that is
awesome. And in terms of the lyric and the melody and the harmony, I think that's one of my very favorite songs. But there's so many. You know, you've got the whole Ellington stuff. You've got Prelude to a Kiss. You've got Sophisticated Lady. You've got Lush Life, Strayhorn, you know. They're just so many amazing songs. And this Cole Porter stuff, studying Cole Porter. Whew. What a beautiful, beautiful composer and lyricist.
Well, it's so interesting about tonight's gig, because I hope that either you or Shelley are the ones that put the songs in the little jars on Deepa's
table. Oh, yeah.
Table.
We did. Well, you know, we didn't see each other but for about an hour before doing this, but I made a big list, and then he said, you know, there were of the 200 I wrote, there were maybe three that he said, I'd have to think about that one for a minute, you know. But it's going to be really a pure kind of thing. It's just going to be us doing our thing.
Yeah. Well, in athletics and in music, there's something called the sweet spot, you know, when the universe has aligned everything to its utmost perfection. How often and when do you actually exist in that sweet spot? Do you feel it when you're singing a particular phrase or tone, or the lighting is right, the audience is great? I mean, what pulls it all together for you?
Well, you know, I'll say that I've been incredibly lucky, and I think one of the reasons that my band has stayed together as long as we have is that we have a really high percentage of gigs where we feel really levitated, you know, really exalted on some level, you know, almost. The guys in the band, and I remember in this very room where I'm going to be singing tonight, have talked about seeing visions, and, I mean, we really are taken away from ourselves when we play, and we have that as our standard. And if the piano is a decent instrument and is in tune and the sound system works well and we can all hear each other, you know, if there aren't technical difficulties,
right.
And you have a warm, loving audience, that really frequently happens for us, and I'm very spoiled that way. And on those nights when it doesn't, you know, we might do a show that's perfectly honorable, but afterwards we say, wait a minute, you know. We wanted to just be transported, you know. I've even made the joke to audiences that our goal is really to have somebody levitate. You know, if nobody levitates, we're not really doing our job.
At least they're not telling you.
Right.
You're listening to Tierney Sutton right here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show's called Live with the Jazz Cat. I'm Leroy Downs. And it's on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, I know you got a run shortly, but, you know, you've been nominated for a Grammy for this latest album, On the Other Side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe that in jazz we don't necessarily need to compete so much with each other, but it's so wonderful to be acknowledged for your creative efforts and, of course, win. I mean,
you know, I have to say, I mean, I'm really delighted, and it's our second nomination. I'm especially excited because this time the nomination is for the Tierney Sutton Band. Last time the nomination was for Tierney Sutton, but the record was called I'm with the Band, so I made sure they all got to come anyway. But this time they're actually included in the nomination because of the way that we submitted the record, and I'm really proud of that. So, you know, we've decided we're going to win just for fun. Just for fun.
Okay.
We're going to win.
All right. Well,
just for fun.
Good to me.
But, boy, a lot of good records are up this year. Dee Dee's record is brilliant. You know,
right.
Kurt's record is great. Everyone's record is great, so I would frankly be happy with anybody winning.
Oh, well, Tierney, we know you got a role, and you're on stage in just about less than 10 minutes, so
yep.
I can say congratulations and have a wonderful performance here. Is this the beginning of your stint here at the Oak Room?
Yeah, this is the first night, and we'll be here through Saturday night, so if anybody has a friend in New York, send them down for some jazz, and Yeah, cross your fingers for us. Hello to everybody in Carmel. What a beautiful area that is. I remember singing there and having Carol Coates come down to our show, and it's a lovely part of the world.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we'll be glad to have you back anytime.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Have a
Thank
great
you,
day.
Thank you, Leroy.
And say hello to Shelley.
I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's an abbreviated interview, as Tourney Sutton is about ready to go on stage at the Algonquin Room in New York City with Shelley Berg. You heard the interview. By the way, if you'd like to get more interviews from the Jazz Cat, they're all archived on his website, and that website is www.thejazzcat.net. Again, it's www.thejazzcat.net. If for some reason you can't remember that, you can always go to this show's website, which is forlocalsonly.com. We have our own website, and you can do that as well, and all that's listed there. We'll be right back with more on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, the For Locals Only show. It is Tuesday, January 29, 2008.